Good evening. You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I spent most of the day today hooking up this Gintner. And I don't know if it works or not. So what we're going to do tonight is take your phone calls while I make the adjustments on here to make it right. And I don't know if it's going to work because I don't know what I'm doing. I got a little help from my friends, and so far, right now, I think everything is working, but I'm not sure that the levels are right, and so we may have to take a screwdriver and adjust some levels on this thing, and, a few other assorted and sundry, whatever it takes to make it work properly, and so that's what we're going to do tonight. That's what we're going to spend at least the first portion of the broadcast doing. Now, after we've got all that done and everything is working to our satisfaction, if it ever gets working to our satisfaction, then we'll spend the rest of the evening just taking calls from the listening audience and making sure that this Gintner works. So stand by. I've got to go get a couple of little screwdrivers that I forgot to bring in here because I may have to do some adjustments here. And I'll be right back. So get ready to help me out.
Have the party night, download. Listen to Star Radio. Love is on the air tonight, and it's on the coast to coast. Look up. Love is everywhere tonight. You better look, you go see up, look up. Each station to us, the nation. Whatever's all coming through. So, Mr. Network, the nation, Network, we'll give you a home for you. You.
You might sound like green to her.
But suppose she likes Rudy Valley.
It's so true. It's the money I do love to care for better than you. What to do, yeah, all these lovers on the air tonight.
I need somebody to call 520-333-4578. Need you to do that right now. And we're going to do a little chatter here and see if this Gintner phone patch is working and whether you can hear me okay and whether the listening audience can hear you okay. And we may have to make some adjustments. Maybe not. I don't know. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello? I can just barely hear you. What kind of phone are you talking on? Cellular phone. Oh, man. That's rough. Okay, hold on. Let me see if I can get your level up here a little bit. One, two, three. Whoops, that's not going to work. That means I got to turn down the null. The null, the null, the null, the null. Where's the null? There's the null. Oh, that's already down. Yeah, keep on talking. Keep on talking. This is going to be a little more difficult, but a little more difficult than what I thought it was going to be. Can you hear me okay? Yeah. But I'm loud enough on your phone. Okay. Okay, well, I just got some juggling here to do, and, you know, why don't you go ahead and hang up, and we'll get another caller that's on a regular phone. Thank you very much. 520-333-4578. I need somebody on a real phone, okay? Thank you very much. Good evening. You're on the air. Yes. No, I've never changed. I said right from the beginning, I did not know if aliens were real or not, that there was no evidence for their existence anywhere. And what I was talking about was not firsthand knowledge of any kind, but instead was documents that I had seen while in the United States Navy. And I think if you go back and watch that tape again, you'll find out that that's true. I have no idea. It's got to be at least, I don't know. It's got to be probably about 8 years old. No, I don't know whether they're real or not, but there is no evidence for the existence of extraterrestrials in the universe, much less that any have ever visited this earth. No, no, no. Listen to me carefully. Go back and look at the tape. I'm telling you on the tape about what was contained in documents that I read while I was in the Navy. Okie doke. You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Yeah, people read my book, which was also written about the same time and published in December of 1990. And at the end of the chapter on UFOs and all of that stuff, I clearly state in conclusion number 5 that I believe the whole thing is the biggest hoax ever concocted in the history of the world in order to create an artificial threat from space in order to facilitate the formation of one world government. In other words, who's going to protect us from this attack from space? Good evening. You're on the air. Hi, Tim. How you doing? How's it sound? Yeah? Uh-huh. How's it sound now? Well, yeah, nothing I could do about it. I got to try and get this right. Talk. You think it's right on the button? So you can hear me clear. Okay. No, that's good. And I'm hearing you pretty good too. The only one that was kind of bad was the cell phone. I still got to get this null right because there's stuff. Yeah, well, I'm hearing it. I'm hearing a little beep, beep. So I got to try and get that down. How's that? Yeah. Okay, I just screw this up. Is that better? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3. Now you talk to me. Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to get rid of that now. You see, this is really hard to adjust here because I don't know what I'm doing. But just talk to me. Yeah, it certainly is. Okay, let me see. Now what do we got here? Let me get this. That's not it. Okay, talk to me. Well, yeah, well, you're not loud enough is the problem. So, well, yeah, I know, just keep talking. Okay, I gotta turn that all the way down. Okay, now talk to me. Talk loud. Yeah, well, it did for a second. Yeah, it's, yes, I am. I know. I got to try to get rid of it. The children, yes. Hey, you're on the air. Well, if you know, don't do that. I'm going crazy here, Tim. Through what technician? Believe me, Thor won't know what he's looking at either. Neither one of us have ever seen anything like this before. Yeah. Oh my goodness. You know what? Let me check this. Nope, that's not it. No, it's not what it is. All this stuff is balanced. Can you hear me okay? Testing 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me? Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing. What's still there? Testing. Testing. That's okay right there? Yeah. Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, well, we still got this screech here, and there's supposed to be a null. A null. Where's the null? This one. What? Who's that? Oh, hi, Maya. Hi, Maya. How are you? Yeah, I miss you. You being a good girl? Oh, I knew that. I knew you'd say that anyway. I'll see you later, baby. Yeah, well, she's not a rat. She's a little child. Oh, how can I get rid of this? What is this? I didn't do anything. Can you hear me okay? Hello? Now can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me? Test, test, test. Well, I get it down into there, and I don't know. You hear me okay? Well, test, 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 test. I know. That's what the null thing is for. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Talk to me. Talk to me. Keep talking. Keep talking. Tim. Tim. Talk. Yeah. Are you on a portable phone? Get out of here. Will somebody please call me on a real phone like I asked for? Please, thank you. What's the matter with your hearing, Tim? I said it about 5 times. 520-333-4578. I need a real telephone, folks. A real phone attached by a wire to a telephone set. Good evening. You're on the air. Oh, boy. That's... That's all I need is a cord that clicks. Okay, talk to me. Is that any better? Is that any better? Well, how's that? Testing 1, 2, 3. Yeah. Okay. Well, I've got the input turned up as high as it's going to go. So it's not going to get any higher than that, for me anyway. Which, what? Oh, I can hear him really good here. How's my voice sound now? Okay, how about now? Okay, testing 1, 2, 3, is that better? Okay, how about now? Okay, and now? Okay, well, I don't know what this is. Go ahead and talk to me. Just keep talking. It's supposed to be Georgia. It's supposed to be Georgia. Rainy night in Georgia? Yeah. Uh-huh. Talk to me. Yeah, his war powers thing expires here pretty soon. Well, I'm not sure that I really know. Uh-huh. Boy, now I'm getting some weird thumping here. Yeah, well, it does route calls. It's called a Gintner. And yes. How's my voice? Okay. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Why am I getting that thumping? Testing 1, 2, 3. How's that? Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Are you back? Okay. Okay. Well, that thumping is coming from your volume. Okay, talk to me. Philosophy of right? No. Uh-huh. Well, the only way I make that thumping stop is to turn you off. And I talk to me. Yeah. Really? Uh-huh. Okay, are you still there? No, you're not. Rats. I think I just turned you off. Rats. I'm sorry about that. Somebody else call. Somebody else call, please. 520-333-4578 is the number. I need somebody else to call. Yep, I did. That's the switch that turns it off, by golly. Good evening. You're on the air. Hi, Alan. Well, they should be. I mean, Oh, okay. Well, let me try. Hold on. Let me try something. Yeah, there's howling, all right. Okay, just hold on. Let me try something. Let me get this over here and plug it in here if I can. And... yep. Okay. Now. Oops. Testing 1, 2, 3. How's that, Alan?
I don't really see me coming through.
Well, that's because to get your volume up there, you hear that?
I'm getting
getting feedback.
You're getting feedback because the thing isn't balanced.
So how do I do that?
Well, it's a combination of levels and null. But it's difficult. You know, all hybrids are different, and they all have a different setup regimen.
Uh-huh.
That's why the manual is real important with this stuff.
No kidding.
you can get one from Gettner. You just call them up, and they'll send you one.
Yeah. How's that? Hello?
I hear the howling, but yeah. not too much of my audio is coming through.
Okay. Well, this is just disgusting. See, I don't know what I'm doing. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, you talk to me, Alan.
Well, as I said, it sounds like it's not auto-knowing, meaning that it's feeding back. So it requires adjustment. So difficult to say. Oh yes, I see a little bit more of me coming through here.
Yeah, I can turn that up. But
you know, I'm right here at the audio console at the station, and I can monitor the exact levels that are coming down.
You know what? Talk to me.
Yes. Okay, I'll talk to you. But it does have that recurring feedback whistle there, which what happens when you turn the null control on that?
Turn the what?
Null control.
Well, it says trim and cap. Which one is which?
Trim and cap.
Yeah, it's got two of them. Under null, it says trim and cap.
I'm not familiar with that. Try either one of them.
Well, the cap has A, B, C, D, E, F, and then 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Look, you can monitor that whistle, can't you?
Yeah.
Okay, so really you should turn whatever's on the null side there until the howling goes away or at least is reduced.
Now there's only two things here to turn. And how's that?
That's better. Yeah, that's good.
Is that good?
Yeah, that's good.
Can you hear yourself loud?
I'm coming through the console. I can see me coming down the line. Talk to me a little bit.
Testing 1, 2, 3. I got you up way high. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, you're a little low. You're a little low. I mean, I'm monitoring you through the console here.
Well, I turned myself down.
But over the telephone, you're real low.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, now you're better. Now you're better. Your send to me is better.
Okay. Testing 1, 2, 3.
And I'm coming through also.
You're coming through good?
Let me see. Testing 1, 2. Well, I'm down a little bit, but
how's that?
Well, when you do that, you get a little bit more of that regenerative howling there.
Yeah.
And that, as I said, tuning these things is a combination of adjusting the null and the send level and the level coming, from the caller.
Uh-huh.
But, I'm coming through now. But there is a little bit.
I got your threshold all the way down.
Yeah.
The CTRL, what's that?
CTRL, that's the abbreviation for some kind of control.
It says caller, level, control, and threshold. This is your level. I mean, this is the control that I'm moving now. And if I move it too far to the left, we get the thing again.
Yeah, you get your feedback.
Yeah.
So. All right, well, all I can say is you'll have to talk loud to your callers, and your callers will have to talk loud to you until this unit is tuned.
Well, I have no idea.
As I said, all hybrids are slightly different in configuration, and you really need the manual to set it up right because, as I said, they're all different. Here at WBCQ at the main studio, we use a Telos, which has a microprocessor that automatically nulls a caller automatically.
Uh-huh.
The Gentner is not automatic. It requires a little bit of setup. So, tweak it the best you can, but I would advise calling them up and asking them for a manual for it. And they're a pretty good company. They should be able to send one out to you. And there'll be a full setup instruction with it on how to set the various levels.
That's a test tone.
Ooh, that's cute.
And let me see. This is Q.
Yeah, you're low on the phone.
Testing. How's that?
Well, you're a little higher now. Yeah.
Well, I wasn't speaking in my normal radio voice. I was speaking normally.
So,
am I at the right level or anywhere close to it?
Well, you could be higher, but I think if you make it any higher, you'll get more howling on the return.
Actually, I've got my level up as far as it'll go.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know what this Q thing is.
Yeah, but, it's...
Testing 1, 2, 3?
I definitely can hear you on the telephone.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Can you hear me now? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
What was that?
I have no idea.
I pressed the Q button. And
no, I'm not familiar with the Q function on a Gentner.
Well, I'm not either.
Most hybrids don't have Q on them. This is an unusual one.
How's your level?
Well, let's see. Testing 1, 2. Oh, my level's good. My level's good coming through the console here.
Your level's good, and I don't hear any whining. Do you?
No, I don't hear anything. Sounds good.
I hear a little something in the background.
No. I'm monitoring both you and me feeding through the console here at WDCQ.
And you can hear it with no background noise at all?
No, I don't hear any more howling.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Well, maybe we got it accidentally. Maybe we accidentally got it.
No, the world of hybrids, and it's the age-old problem of matching the telephone.
Go ahead.
It's the age-old problem of matching the telephone to radio and audio equipment. It's always been a problem.
Uh-huh. Well, apparently it still is.
All right, but I'm talking to you over a regular desk telephone.
Yeah.
So this should be a good gauge for you.
Okay. Well, you sound okay here.
Yeah, and you sound okay coming over the phone.
Okay, good. Well, that's what we were looking for. Does it still sound okay?
Yeah, it still sounds okay.
Okay, so somehow I just got to get this null right.
Yeah.
And
you know, that's the whole secret. So you're.
I'm still not.
Doesn't feed back.
Yeah, still not sure I've got that right. Why don't you talk to me a little bit and let me see if I can get rid of that little noise that I hear on this end.
Yeah, I don't hear anything coming. On the line here. Well, anyway, folks, you know, live and direct. What can I say? This is the best minds of the hour of the time here, figuring out how people are actually hearing the tune-up of a telephone hybrid port coupler. A rare event. It's trial by effort here by various.
Trial by effort. Okay.
Trial by effort.
I think we just got it as close as we're going to get it tonight.
Yeah, I think so. I can hear you well, and my level seems to be good, because as I said, I can monitor both levels coming through the console here.
Wow, I just turned your pot all the way up to the top with no feedback.
Oh, good.
How's
good.
It sound?
You sound fine.
Now I'm hearing a little feedback. How's that?
That sounds okay. Let me monitor it.
Okay.
There's a little like background whistle.
How's that?
Said,
is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
Is it gone?
Yeah, it's pretty much gone.
Okay. What do you mean?
It's hard for me to monitor me because there's a little bit of velocity delay.
Yeah.
Because I'm calling you all the way in Arizona, and then you're sending the line back all the way here, and there's a.
Okay.
You know, there's like an eighth of a second delay on it.
I'm putting the cover on the adjustments.
Good.
And we're going to try to do the rest of the broadcast by taking calls and just see what happens.
All right, Bill. You have a good show.
Thank you.
Bye.
Well, that was Alan Wiener, the owner of WBCQ, who very kindly called to help me out here. So we'll see how this goes. We'll be taking calls for the rest of the broadcast and open the subject tonight and talk about whatever you want. Good evening. You're on the air.
Coming in loud and clear.
Oh, great. Can you hear the caller okay?
Yep, I can hear you.
Well, how about the caller? When Alan was calling, could you hear him okay?
Yes. Al Wiener, yes.
Yeah, okay, great. Wonderful.
Coming in loud and clear right now. Hey, Bill, I got a chance to talk to Buchanan on a so-called conservative talk show. And the woman who heads the talk show is vehemently Roman Catholic and swears that Buchanan could never be a Mason.
I never said he.
How would I?
I never said he was a Mason. Where'd you get that?
You told me that during the Republican convention back in what, 1996?
I said he was a member of the Knights of Malta.
Oh.
How come you guys never listen to what I say?
Well, you said that his speech was peppered with Masonic.
It was. It certainly was. And the Knights of Malta is a part of the organization of the Worldwide Order of Illuminati.
That's right. Knights of Malta is Catholic part of it. Okay. Thanks for correcting me, Bill.
You're welcome.
Take it easy now.
you see, folks, it doesn't matter what I say. Nobody understands a word of it anyway. Nobody knows what I said. Nobody ever reads my book. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing, Will?
Good.
Yeah, did you hear about that situation that happened at the Jefferson Memorial?
No. What situation?
Evidently, there was this lady. She took a charter school. She's the president of the charter schools in Arizona. I'm not sure of her name. She was on the radio today. She said that she took about 30 kids to the Jefferson Memorial.
Children.
Yes, children. Sorry. And, you know, they were so moved by it that they wanted to sing the national anthem. And they started to sing the national anthem, and the park police came over to them and told them that they couldn't do that.
They couldn't sing the national anthem?
They couldn't sing the national anthem. And if they continued to sing the national anthem, he'd have to arrest them.
You're joking.
No, I'm serious.
Well, what could they?
I even called the park police, and the guy, the gentleman I spoke to, knew about the situation, and I asked him if he was a communist. And he said that he wasn't, but...
So
did you ask him why they
couldn't sing the national anthem?
Yeah, he said it was against some sort of code.
What code?
That's what I asked him, and he never gave me an answer.
Did he ask you what songs you could sing?
No.
That's your homework assignment. Why not? See, you got to find out if you can sing any songs. If you can't sing any songs at all, then there might be a reason for it. If you can sing some songs and not others, then there's something really wrong there.
All right, so I'll find that out.
That's your homework. You can call us tomorrow night and let us know what you found out.
Okay.
Find out what songs you can sing and what songs you can't at the Jefferson Memorial.
All right.
Okay.
I'll check it out.
Thank you.
See you later.
Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578. This is interesting. Can't sing the national anthem at the Jefferson Memorial. Can't. Oh, man, it just gets loonier and loonier all the time, folks. I don't understand that. Do you? 520-333-4578. They're taking calls for the rest of the broadcast. Just checking out this Gintner. If you have any problems hearing the caller or me, I need you to tell me when you call. Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill.
Yes.
This is Al. Can you hear me?
Yes.
From Wisconsin.
Yes.
What a treat to hear you bring in your new equipment with your own, you know, your own technology and your own usage. It's coming through real good, loud and clear. A friend of mine went up to the DNR.
What's the DNR?
Well, Department of Natural Resources.
Yeah.
He wanted to apply for a fishing license.
Yeah.
Guess what?
What?
You got to give him your Social Security number.
For a fishing license?
And for a hunting license.
Why?
Believe me, I don't know why.
Well, I don't either.
maybe that's my assignment for tonight.
Yeah, find out why.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm not going to do that.
No, it's not in my life to begin with.
Yeah, I understand that. Me too. I don't want nobody knowing what that is. Oh, I tell you. I told him, I said, well, before I buy a DNR license, I'll go over to Renville, Minnesota and buy my fish live right out of their tanks. Screw them.
That might be interesting.
Well, your show is coming through excellent up here in Wisconsin.
Well, good.
Yeah.
And you're hearing the callers okay?
You bet.
Well, good. It's better than normal?
Oh, 100%.
Well, that's great. Then it's doing what we need it to do, isn't it?
Do we have to holler?
No.
Oh, good. Talk a normal voice.
That's why I got the Gintner, because I can control your level here on the board.
Oh, I see.
Before, I couldn't control it. It's just a speakerphone, and whatever comes out of the speaker, that's all we got.
Oh, understood. I was going to ask a question, Bill, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
This Gorbachev guy they got in Presidio Air Force Base?
No, it's Presidio Army Base. It's
Army
the old,
base.
Oldest,
oh, sorry. Okay.
Oldest active Army base in the United States.
How is he allowed to be here?
Who?
Gorbachev.
Anybody's
Environmental Protection Agency.
Anybody's allowed to be here if they get the proper immigration papers. and come in the country legally. So, what's your question?
Well, the question is, he's a, from what I understand, he's a communist.
Yeah, he is.
Well, how can they allow that?
Allow what?
A communist to be in our government.
Who said he's in our government?
Well, Bill, what's the Environmental Protection Agency?
He's in the Environmental Protection Agency? Who told you that? Hello?
That's what I was understood, that he was running the Environmental Protection Agency.
No.
Oh.
No way.
No way.
No.
Oh.
He is listed as an advisor to President Clinton.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
Well, that ain't good.
No, it's not. But Clinton's a communist too. How come you're not asking why is a communist in the White House?
Well, I should have, but I realized that.
So what's unusual about a communist having another communist for an advisor?
Okay, it's all sick.
Yes, it is.
How do we get rid of them?
Well, there's only one way. I've said it over and over again. It's not going to happen politically. It's not going to happen in the courts.
Okay.
Americans know how it's got to be done. Just a matter of time before they determine whether they have the guts to do it or not.
To do it, yeah. Understood. Well, I'll get off the air and let somebody else. I was glad to be able to get to. Boy, that was interesting to listen to you guys work your equipment in.
Well, it is kind of interesting, but it's perplexing and frustrating when you don't know what you're doing. I never saw one of these things before, and there's no instruction manual with it.
Yeah. So. Well, you have a good evening. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
520-333-4578 is the number. You know, I watched this SIND. There's a little light here. It says SIND, and every time I talk, it just glows bright green. And then when I answer the phone with the on button, then the caller light glows whenever you talk. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill Cooper. This is
who?
Long Beach, California today.
Who?
Mark of Nevada. How are you today?
Mark of Nevada?
That's right.
And you're, what kind of phone are you on?
I'm on a cell.
Why?
Well,
why are you on a cell? You know, cell phones do not work with radio.
Well, I understand that, but because I do not have landline communications to my vessel, that's the only way I can possibly talk to you.
Oh, you're on marine telephone, you mean?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
And you are coming in loud and clear in the Long Beach area.
Great.
You did have disruption. I did speak with you last week. Due to I haven't been able to get a hold of you in Nevada, the Clark area, but in the Long Beach area, you're coming in real strong on a early model.
Early model what?
Drake radio.
Oh, okay. Well, we're losing you.
Oh, okay. Does this help with the signal at all?
No.
Okay.
No? Have you got your motor running?
No, I do not. I'm in the clear here. And I'm just trying to do, via air space here to get a hold to you.
Well, I can hear you a little better now.
Oh, okay. I'm just readjusting antennas. I'm on a way of the vessel. So we have quite a few Patriots on out here in the area. And I wonder, my primary call today is if you could please bring up a Harvest Trust. Regarding trust interest for some of the Patriots out here, so we can write down the information and then go ahead and get to your website if you don't mind.
Oh, well, just go on the internet and go to harvest-trust.org.
O-R-G?
Yeah. Harvest. Okay. It's just http://harvest-trust.org.
Okay, I must have had the forward slashes in the wrong place, because I got a few people here that are trying to make the move into other areas.
Yeah, well, just go there and click on the Offshore Secrets Network link and take you right there.
Okay, Bill. Thank you very much. God bless to you and your family, and you do have a good coverage in the Long Beach area. and we're watching these Costco folks, so we'll keep you informed if there's any flash news.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for calling. That's Long Beach, California. Long Beach, California. All the way from Maine, Alan Wiener, you're blanketing Long Beach, California. And he said, pretty good reception. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Look, I wanted to ask you something here, Bill. Really important. I've heard, I talked to talk shows, and somebody told me on a talk show that the government has transponders in every AM, FM radio station.
No. For
FEMA, for National Emergency.
Yeah.
And every TV station.
Yes.
That has me a little worried.
Why?
Why won't they come in and say, like, half the radio stations and half the TV stations in your city should have this transponder?
I don't know. You got to ask them about that. But if you get a license from the FCC, it means you must obey their rules no matter what they say.
Yeah, but the engineer got on the air with the talk show host and explaining to me that when they declare a national emergency, they hit a button and these guys have no control over the radio station anymore.
Yeah, they do. All they have to do is unplug the unit and take it out of their system.
That's exactly what he said. He said the only way we can do it is just to shut it down. But they can literally take over all the talk station or all the radio stations and TV stations in the country. I don't know. I just thought that was a little weird.
Well, it's, you know, like I said, listen to me carefully. If you get a license from the FCC, you have to do what they tell you no matter what it is.
I understand about that. If you sign for your driver's license, you got to obey all kinds of stupid rules and everything else, too. I understand that.
Yes.
You give away your rights when you do that thing with the income tax and the W-4 form.
That's exactly right.
It's just that I don't know. They never had that before. They said it passed a couple of years and has to be implemented by the end of the year. And, that's just scared the hell out of me that they can take control over every media that's there. And I didn't know, is the same thing with shortwave radio stations, do you know?
I have no idea. That could be a question for Alan Wiener.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Bill. You have a great show.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, don't be surprised if you sign their contract, you got to play their game. You know, you agree by getting a license to obey their rules. That's part of getting the license. You have to sign agreeing to obey their rules, no matter what they are. And so that's what happens. 520-333-4578 is the number. It's open topic. You can talk about anything you want. And we're going to be taking your calls for the rest of the broadcast. Just trying out our new, it's not new. It's used. And that's the only way I could get it, is used. We didn't pay a whole lot of money for this, so we can't complain. If we had bought it new, we couldn't have afforded it in the next 2 years. Good evening. You're on the air.
Well, Bill, your first four callers were totally, you could hear you and you couldn't hear them at all.
Uh-huh.
And when you were talking to the gentleman at the radio station, you said, oh, let me try something else. And I guess you went and pulled some plugs and now you are coming in absolutely perfect. Couldn't be coming in any better.
How about the callers?
They are coming in perfect.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. Well, is there any background noise or fluttering or anything?
Everything's absolutely perfect.
Well, great. We can't ask for better than that, can we?
No, sir. And that's all I wanted to tell you.
Okay. Well, I'm just as pleased as punch. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we've been needing one of these for a long time. They cost an awful lot of money. Lot of money. If you buy them new, you can't even afford to look at them in the catalog, much less walk in the store and actually touch one. So I managed to find this one on auction on eBay, and I got it for a song and a dance. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Bill. How you doing today?
Pretty good.
Coming in real strong down here in Georgia.
Well, thank you.
Hey, man. I've been listening to you on and off for, about a year now.
Uh-huh.
And I hear your message of, what's going on in the government and what's going on in religion today. But I don't hear, Christ's message of love coming out at all.
Because this is not a religious broadcast.
Well, you claim Judeo-Christian values and...
Yes, I did. But my religion is nobody else's. It's not my job to shove my religion down anybody else's throat. Jesus Christ did not do that.
No, he didn't.
He just walked along the road, and he'd sit on a rock, and he'd start talking. If somebody wanted to stop and listen, that was fine. if they didn't, he didn't run after them and say they were going to hell because they didn't listen, and, you know.
No, but where's the love, you know?
What do you mean, where's the love?
I kind of look at you, and I see a very cold, bitter man, you know? It's like, where's the love?
Well, you see what you're looking for, maybe. People who know me and are close to me, and people who demonstrate love in their turn and get it in return.
Sure. Sure. I mean, all they see is, like, condemnation.
Condemnation of what?
Of people with different ideas.
What people with different ideas? Be specific. What did I say that you heard that is condemnation of people with different ideas?
Okay, yeah, you got a point.
Well, no, give me an example. You made an accusation on the air. There's millions of people listening, so be specific. What specifically are you talking about? Pardon?
And I'm backing down now. I can't come up with anything.
That's because it's never happened. I believe in freedom for all people of all races, all religions, and all points of ancestral origin. I have always done that. And so where do you get this?
Where do I get that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just hear all... I just don't feel any love coming out of you, you know?
Well, maybe you don't deserve to hear it. Maybe you don't have any love in you.
Really?
Yeah. I don't hear any love coming out of you.
Well, okay. Well, you have a good evening.
And also, this isn't a love broadcast. This is a broadcast to wake people up to truth. And sometimes you got to smack them upside the head to get their attention.
Thank you.
Best of luck to you, too. For all those of you who want to push your religion down somebody's throat, build a church, and they will come, if you're lucky. And if they see a lot of love and all that other baloney. Sound like a New Age dude. Oh, there's too much negativity in the world. I can't pay my house payment because it's too negative. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill.
Yes, sir.
You're coming through loud and clear here in Michigan.
Good.
And I tell you what, the show is a labor of love.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely. I think he may just be a new listener and hasn't really, you know, sat down and did some soul searching.
Well, he says he's been listening for a year. I kind of doubt that.
I kind of doubt that, too. I think when you first had Alan on, and I think you changed the patch cord or something.
Yeah, I did.
That was the first time I could hear the actual call-in callers over shortwave.
Yeah.
And now you're coming in real nice.
Well, see, with this Gentner, I had to bring out another mixer. And so I wasn't sure that I had everything hooked up properly to begin with. And when he said he couldn't hear the caller, I knew that the caller patch was on the wrong mixer, and I just switched it to the other mixer, and that's what happened.
Hit and miss. Trial and error.
Yeah. Who's this?
Cal.
Oh, hi, Cal. How are you? How's Denise?
Oh, she's sitting right here listening to you. We're both doing fine.
How's the ferret?
Oh, feisty. She started to actually put on maybe about a quarter of an ounce.
You're kidding.
Oh, missing you guys something awful.
Gaining weight, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it's something else. Yeah, that other caller there, I don't know. I've known you for years there, and this whole show is a labor of love. I know you'd better be doing something else, but... the country is in a heck of a mess.
Yeah, there's a lot of other things I would much rather be doing.
Absolutely. You, Annie, the girls, everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I just, as soon as I heard that one, I was like, no love.
Well, some people cannot stand frankness. They can't stand truth. They can't take it. What they want to hear is somebody on the air stroking them and telling them how beautiful and wonderful they are, how smart they are, how everything's going to turn around, and don't worry, you know, because we're going to win in the end because it says so in the good book, and God's
going to, you know what I call that?
God's going to take care of all of us, so we don't have to do anything.
You know what I call that? I call it candy-coated lies. At first, they taste so good. And then after they get into your system, they just eat you up from the inside out.
Yeah, and they immobilize you so that you don't do anything. You don't fight evil. What you do is you're sitting back for somebody to rescue you, and you practice what is known as escapism.
That's right. You escape. That's right.
Into religion,
and
you keep watching for God to save you. God isn't going to save anybody that isn't fighting evil on God's side.
That's a fact. That is a fact. That is an absolute fact. Well, I just sat back and I said, oh, I got to call in on this one. This one got my goat.
Yeah. Well, he needs to be listening to Brother Stair. And Brother Stair needs another listener.
Yeah, I think so. Well, it's nice to have that set up there. Now maybe, you know, you don't have to tell everyone when you please scream into the telephone.
Oh, that was so frustrating.
Oh, you're not kidding. And we'd scream at the radio saying, speak up!
Yeah. No, no matter how long they listened, they never took the hint. They still just talk real soft and low. But, you know, that's people.
Well, Alan, I don't know. He sounded pretty good coming across there, too, and he said he had good readings on the board.
Good.
So, coming in loud and clear here.
Okay, thanks for calling, Cal.
Okay, take care.
520-333-4578. Oh, my goodness. It takes more love than you could possibly imagine to forsake everything in the world that I truly love and would rather be doing to help save your miserable butts. And of course, I'm not speaking or describing all of you, just those whom it fits. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is Patty in Texas.
Hi, Patty. How are you?
Hi. Haven't talked to you in a long time.
Well?
You're coming in pretty loud and clear on the radio tonight. We normally get you garbled half the night.
Uh-huh. I don't know why, but your voice is really low, and there's nothing I can do with it here. Are you on a regular phone?
Regular phone.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe it's that rural Texas telephone lines.
It's that rural Texas telephone line.
How's Jack?
Jack's doing fine.
How's everything else?
Everything else is fine. I'm now working at home.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. I'm glad to hear that.
I'm no longer supporting the IMF.
Well, good for you.
I've been home a month, and it's really nice to be here.
Uh-huh.
So we're doing great, staying busy.
Yeah.
I'm
switching. There. Okay.
Can
go ahead.
Hear me?
Yes, I can.
Well, how are y'all doing?
We're doing fine. Doing just great, as a matter of fact. It's great.
Are you going to have any more conferences?
Well, I don't know. If we do, it'll have to be just people that I know by sight and can recognize and have been to the conferences before. Can't take a chance on having a shootout with a whole bunch of people up here. You know what I mean?
I agree.
And the scum-sucking Nazi jackbooted thugs would try it. They're sneaky scum, and they wouldn't care who got killed in the process. Yeah.
They can't take care of themselves, and we have no one to come take care of them for us when we're gone.
You know what? You're just completely off the board. I know nobody can hear you.
Nobody can hear me?
No, I barely hear you. You're not even making, you know, on the meter.
Yeah.
You're not even making it light up on the lowest end.
Well, we're at the end of the phone line out here.
Yeah.
And they had to do split.
Well, see, I try to turn it up, and I can't. When I do, I get feedback.
You get feedback?
Yeah.
And Jack's got the radio on in the other part of the house, so he could listen.
Well.
And I'm in my office.
Uh-huh. Well, it's good to hear from you, Patty.
Good to hear your voice again, too. I've been wanting to say hi and let you know we're here, and we're still listening when we can get you. You fade in and out a lot.
Uh-huh.
We turn it on if we can hear. We listen if we can't. We turn it off because it's just noise.
Well, give Jack a big hug for us.
I will.
And then tell Jack to hug you for us, too.
Okay. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for calling, Pam.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, USA. And we'll try to do this here. Yes, sir.
Oh, the sisters of mercy, they are the body of God. They were waiting for me when I thought I just can't go on.
Gail from Delaware.
I just started listening to your show. I live in Wilmington, Delaware.
Uh-huh.
And this state is so god darn corrupt, and I have been put through the mill by these people, and listening to your show is not about, it's about love. I mean, I've been put in prison. You name it, it's happened to me. I'm a single mother. My daughter's 18 now, and finally, I met another person in Delaware who's involved in the shortwave radio and all the other things.
Uh-huh.
And it's been like, that is God. You know, that is a blessing. I mean, I just have been through a lot. And I really appreciate you being there for me and everybody else.
Well, I can hear that in your voice.
Yeah. It's been real hard. And I met a couple people in Philadelphia. But Wilmington, Delaware is so corrupt. Bill Clinton is associated with the state, with Carper, Governor Carper, who's the head of, I think, all of the governors in the United States, of whatever they want to call it anymore.
Yeah.
I'm so furious. Our county police are federal agents, you know?
Uh-huh.
And there's a lady who's done a lot of investigative work connecting Philadelphia to Delta. So, I just had to say something. You know what? I accidentally put on another show. I thought I couldn't remember the number. Switch channel. But I want to say thank you. And I mean, the state is so bad. It's police state already. You know, I've been in jail I've been arrested 10 times falsely, and I'm now a convicted felon. I'm a 47-year-old woman who's had a good job on disability now, you know, and I can't believe that this is happening.
What happened?
Everything. I've been sued in 93. It's right after Clinton got elected. I was sued in 93. I've been stolen from by people working in my house. The police would not take reports for me. My neighbor assaulted me in my and while I was in the hospital with a separated shoulder, third-degree separation, I was being arrested first of all. Because they don't cross arrest in Delaware, they don't do cross arrest, which means whoever gets there first is winner, even though it's not a written law. So I have a separated shoulder. I had to go to the trial by jury to be found not guilty for assault. I've been arrested for theft that was untrue. I've been arrested. It's like, I mean, I have an arrest record, and it just started 2 years ago.
Wow, that's incredible.
The lawsuit was in 93, right after. I got it on January 3rd of 1993, right after Clinton was elected.
Uh-huh.
I comment. They're all communists. I'm sorry. They're all communists.
Yep.
They're not doing it. And I'm just wondering what is this that's going to set it off. And I can't wait because I'm going to be right on the front line. You know? I'm ready. Because I can't take it anymore. Jail is worse than death. In my opinion, jail is worse than death. And
really?
Anybody who wouldn't stand up for their country and their freedom is crazy.
Well, I agree with you. 100%.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a nice night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
And you're not alone. You're not alone. People all over this country are saying the same things. You know? Up until recently. You know, there's so many stupid, ridiculous laws in the books now. Nobody knows what they are. You can't go anywhere. You can't step outside your house anymore without breaking some law. And that's the truth. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Bill. Robert from Lawrenceville, Georgia.
Hi, Robert.
I've been listening for some time, first time I've called. I listened to your show last night where you had the rerun about how NASA faked the whole moon mission.
Uh-huh.
Well, I have a question for you.
Sure.
I've been reading quite a bit about, you know, about how some people claim that the Holocaust never happened.
Yeah.
You know, I've never read any of their books. I've just kind of heard talk. What is your opinion on that?
My opinion is that it did happen, but not in the numbers that they claim. And Jewish researchers have just recently begun to say the same thing.
Okay.
And so I don't know exactly how many people were killed. One is too many. Six is too many. 500,000 is too many. 1 million is too many. 6 million is too many.
Right.
But, you know, one thing I am tired of, I am tired of hearing about how it was just the Jews. That's a lie.
Right, a whole bunch of other people were killed.
It was gypsies, correct. It was Poles, it was blacks, it was Christians, it was Jews, it was anybody who didn't, whom the Nazis
didn't like.
That's the truth.
Anyone who posed a threat to the state, like, well...
Yeah, they almost like, wiped out the entire European population of gypsies. It's incredible.
Okay, let me ask you another question. You've been saying that the Baltic states are the key to that region or something like that?
Yes.
Why is that? I mean, I hate to show my ignorance like that, but...
Well, that's okay. It's just the strategic... it's the strategic piece of real estate that lies between Asia and Europe.
Oh, okay. That makes sense now.
And it's a difficult terrain to fight in.
Okay.
You know, if we send in ground troops there, you're going to find out how terrible that will be. There will be unbelievable death and destruction.
I remember what you said about how the Nazis had, 23 divisions?
20 some odd divisions were tied up fighting in the Balkans by partisans, by patriot groups that just absolutely refused to kiss the Nazis' boots.
Okay. Okay, one final question. I placed an order for your book about 2 months ago.
Yeah.
When could I call you tomorrow to find out what happened to my order?
What happened to your order is the same thing as happening to everybody's order. They're all delayed. We got swamped. We got so many orders, it's going to be a while. Just be patient, and you'll get your book.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, you're coming in loud and clear here in Georgia.
Plus, a lot of orders can't be shipped because we had the heads on the tape duplicating machine went out, and our VCRs were worn out that we used to dupe with, so we ordered a new duping system for video.
Okay.
And we got new heads for the tape reproduction machine, and so...
just be patient.
Yeah, just be patient. I mean, we didn't anticipate so many orders, to tell you the truth. And there are just, you know, like two people here to do
okay.
Everything. And plus do everything else that has to be done that have nothing to do with the orders.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you received or got lost or, you know, what happened.
No, we got all the orders, and they will be filled, and they will be sent out. You'll all just have to be patient.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. Yep, you're just going to have to be patient, folks. You know me. I wouldn't take one nickel from any of you illegitimately. I just would not do that. And before it was even a question, I'd send it back. Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill, good evening.
Can barely hear you.
Mike up in Rhode Island.
What kind of phone are you on, Mike?
I'm on a regular Corner phone.
Regular with a cord and everything?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have to talk louder then.
Oh, okay, Bill. Bill, you hear me okay now?
Yeah, what'd you do?
Well, I just talked a little bit closer right into the microphone here.
Why don't you all do that to begin with? I know some people that pick up a phone and they stick the phone, the mouthpiece, down by their neck and they talk to, you know, you drive people on the radio nuts when you do that kind of stuff.
I guess I'm the first one tonight you had to tell her keep close up. Bill, just one quick question. Your opinion of the Freedom of the Fully Informed Jury Association?
Yeah.
What is your opinion of them?
What do you mean, what is my opinion of them?
Well, is the organization on the level?
I don't know. I've never been a part of their organization or anything. I know what they say is correct. I don't know anything about their organization.
Okay.
You want to know if what they're teaching is right? Yes, it's right on the money. It's exactly what the founding fathers created a jury for. If it wasn't right, then why do we have a jury?
No. I'm not questioning that. You know, I'm not questioning what they're teaching.
I'm not questioning you. I'm bringing up questions about the subject.
My question was, as Rush Limbaugh every so often does his truth, his basic teaching, what he's putting on there, is missing the point. It's subversion.
Yes.
And I was just wondering, Radio for Peace International in Central America, you know, they're preaching peace.
They're what? They're what? Say that again?
Well, I don't listen to them, but I know why.
No, no, say that again. They're preaching what?
P-E-A-C-E.
Bullshit. They're preaching socialism.
Socialism. Peace. Peace. In other words, their objective is not peace. Their objective is socialism. I understand that, but the person who tunes across it for the first time is going to be hearing new age type of broadcasting.
Yeah, and it's all bullshit. Every word that comes out of that station is the biggest pack of bullshit, crap, lies that you'll ever hear in your life.
But the title sounds good.
Well, that's why they use the title.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I just want to make sure that.
But you have to understand their definition of peace. Peace is defined by socialists as the elimination of all opposition to socialism.
That's correct. Slaves are at peace.
Yeah.
Okay, Bill, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a good night.
The world will not be at peace until we're all slaves in a socialist order, according to the definition of the peacemongers. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Bill.
Hi.
Earlier you had a caller that was talking about Pat Buchanan.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the stone that the builders rejected.
Yeah, what about it?
I somehow got on a mailing list that the Buchanan campaign was in the previous time he ran. And at Christmas time, I got a Christmas card from him. Have you heard about these?
So did I.
Yeah. The Christmas card depicts the Washington Monument.
Mm-hmm.
Wrapped with a crimson bow.
Yes.
And at the base of it are snow-covered trees, like a round grove of trees below it.
Yeah.
Which, of course, is stylized. They don't really exist. And the whole of it is covered in snow, but the snow is flying in the sky. And it alludes to, I suppose, what you call the 1,000 points of light. And in the inside it says, "May all the joys of this holy season of Christmas be yours, Pat and Shelley Buchanan."
Yeah.
But, I mean, the Buchanan pedigree is incredible. The guy graduates Georgetown,
uh-huh,
and Columbia University School of Journalism,
uh-huh,
goes to be an editor of newspapers in the Midwest, St. Louis area, and then winds up being a syndicated columnist for the New York Times.
Yeah.
But that's after serving in the Nixon administration and also being a consultant to Nixon and Ford from 73 to 74. And then he becomes a commentator for NBC Radio Network and then works for the Reagan administration. And all the while, he's with CNN from the, I don't know when CNN got off the ground, but he was with Crossfire from 82 to 85 and then 87 to the present.
Uh-huh.
Also, the McLaughlin Group on NBC and PBS. And, of course, like you say, he was made a Knight of Malta in 1987.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, just an objective reading of the guy's resume, it's just incredible. The guy's obviously a fraud. And the question is, exactly what organization Mr. Buchanan is working for, at what level they're playing their Hegelian games.
Well, it's clear that he's a member of the Illuminati. When he sent that Christmas card, he was shooting the bird to everybody in this country. You know what that means, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, that's what it was.
Laughing in our faces.
That's exactly right.
Well, I just wanted to offer that up, if anybody is still misled by who or what Pat Buchanan is.
Yeah, that Christmas card was too much. I mean, just to shove it in people's faces was... What the audacity of it was just incredible. I mean, he must really, really think that the average man is just nothing more than a worm, you know?
Yeah. I also wanted to offer up a previous caller there was talking about the Baltic states, and of course he really meant the Balkans,
yes.
States.
Yes, Balkans.
Yeah. Well, that's what I got to offer.
Okay, thanks.
Have a good evening.
You too. 520-333-4578 is the number. I see this Gintner needs some more tweaking because he was definitely causing some squealing there. I don't know why. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill.
Hello.
How are you?
Yes.
This is John from Derby, Connecticut.
Hi, John.
How are you?
Do you have your radio on? Turn it off.
I just turned it off.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just, I don't know if you guys were aware of the legislation trying to be pushed through in Connecticut by our General Assembly on guns. And that is that they want to, this is Lawler and Jepson, who want to have, if two neighbors have a dispute about anything, that could be shoveling snow, leaves, or whatever, that they could turn in their neighbor, knowing they have guns, to the General Assembly, to the courts, the judge, and therefore confiscate their weapons.
Because they had an argument?
Yes. This is going through in June, by the way. I already called my legislator.
Well, listen to me very carefully. What they want is all guns out of the hands of all peoples of the world. That's what they want.
You're 100% right.
And they're not going to give up until they either get it, or we shove those guns down their throats and pull the triggers.
Oof. It's getting really, it's coming to what you've been saying, and I've been hearing in other places, too, that removing the guns got out of the hearts of our children and taking our land are the three most greatest objectives the UN wants to do.
Yeah, they want to take our children away. They want to take the guns away. They want the children raised by the state. And, of course, in a socialist, communist system, you can't have private property ownership.
Now, I'm a firm witness of this going on in the public school system because I work in a public schools, and I roam through the hallways, and I see what they do, what they're teaching the kids.
Uh-huh.
For instance, the children are writing letters to Mother Earth, thanking Mother Earth for the blessings in their life.
Yeah, but they can't say a prayer, can they?
No.
No, they can't say a prayer, but they can write a letter to Mother Earth thanking her for the blessings in their life.
Exactly.
You ever seen a Mother Earth?
No, I don't even know what it is. Now, that same, the Lord works in very funny ways. That same day, I had to go to open house at my child's school, private school. And the children were writing letters to God, thanking God.
That's a private school.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. This is what the public school system's throwing up in our face.
I thought you said it was a private school.
Well, no. But
people are out there listening. If you don't explain what you're talking about, they don't know.
Well, I'm sorry. I meant to say the public school.
Public school is doing what?
Just what I said in the beginning.
Writing letters to God or writing letters to Mother Earth?
Writing letters to Mother Earth.
Okay, you have to explain yourself. This is radio.
Now, there was one other thing I just wanted to bring up, and that is Gorbachev is following. Am I right in pronouncing his name?
Gorbachev.
Gramsci, the Italian socialist. His train of thought in moving communism. In that way we were talking about without the sword, like Lenin and Marx did. Communism was moved by killing people like the way Marx and Lenin did. But Gorbachev is following Gramsci's way.
Yes. Yes, it's get the people to approve of what you're going to do before you do it.
Right.
That's using the Hegelian dialectic to create a conflict and thus control both sides of conflict, and then control the outcome,
right.
And then the people think it was their idea all the time. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's getting your way without war.
Exactly.
Because there's so many uncertainties in war.
Right. And instead of using force, they're just using you know, playing with our minds, you know, coming in very easily, taking God out of the hearts of our kids and so forth, and doing those other two things that the UN.
Well, doing a whole lot of things, but yeah, you're right. They're manipulating the minds of the population, preparing them to accept a socialist world government.
Just one other thing before I go. And by the way, you're coming in clear, and I've been listening to you for the last few weeks, and I enjoy your show. When George Bush came to Connecticut at one of our universities, the University of Connecticut, he made a statement that, and your caller rung the bell, 1,000 points of light.
Uh-huh.
And he said that we all must become 1,000 points of light. Is he really what he's, is that message, is he a new ager?
He's an Illuminati, member of the Illuminati.
So he is going to Egypt to worship the pyramid.
No, he's not going to worship the pyramid. The Illuminati worships the mind of man. Man is God.
Thank you for your time, Bill.
You're welcome.
Have a good night.
You too. Yeah, did you see Al Gore at the memorial service in Denver when he got up to talk? He tried to convince everybody that he's a Christian. He's not a Christian. Al Gore doesn't believe in Jesus. He doesn't believe in God. If you read his book, you'll find out what he really does believe in. He believes that man is God. In his book, Al Gore said that religion, and in particular the Christian religion, is the source of all of the problems in the world. Don't believe me? Read it. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, good evening there, Bill. You guys actually live up here in North Jersey. You're getting back to the Nazis in World War II, Bill.
Wait a minute. What kind of phone are you on?
A regular phone, wire phone.
Sound like there's a snowstorm in the background. Mm-hmm. Is the wind blowing?
Better now, any better now?
No, you're real weak, but go ahead.
Yeah. You know, getting back to the Nazis, I could never understand, my father either, he was in the China-Burma-India theater, you know, in World War II, and there was never any action taken against the Japanese for war crimes, except by the British. There were two or three generals they hung there. What was the reason for that here, Bill? Do you have any idea? Nothing else was taken against the Japanese with their atrocities, Bill?
I don't know.
I don't either. I'm just curious about it, that's all.
I don't know the answer to that.
Okay, have a nice signal up here. We only been listening to you the last couple of months. It's very interesting. Very interesting, Bill. Have a good evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578. I hear some noise in the background when we've got a caller on the line. It sounds like a fluttering or a thumping or something. It is not the caller's fault. It's in this Gintner. I don't know how to adjust that out. 520-333-4578 is the number, and we'll be taking your calls for the rest of the broadcast. Something's going to be happening in the next week or two with what we're doing here in conjunction with some other people that's going to make history. And I mean literally make history. I can't tell you exactly what it is yet, but as soon as I get the okay to do that, I will. And I think it's just going to blow your minds. You're not going to believe what we're going to do. And it's going to shake up the world. I mean, it will really shake up the world. It will be a major technological jump forward, and it will just blow your mind. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Bill. This is John from Colorado.
Hi, John.
You're coming in really clear tonight. Real happy about that.
Well, good. Thank you.
I wanted to ask you a question in regards to something you said the other day. Actually, it was on the recorded broadcast last night. And it had to do with the fact that the United States government has things that are like 50 to 100 years ahead of what we see today.
Yes, in secret, they're about 50 to 100 years ahead, as far as technology is concerned, than what the public perceives the state of technology to be.
So, for instance, even like today with the police, the high-tech infrared that they can see through homes and all of that, they're even beyond that.
Yes.
Then I have a question for you. If push comes to shove in this country, which it looks like it's coming to, it doesn't look like we are going to be standing much of a chance.
Oh, you're a defeatist.
Well, I don't want to be at all, but I'm...
Well, then stop it.
Okay.
Stop it. You stop it right now. Don't say I don't want to be. Don't be.
Okay.
Look at what happens in the world. Did you notice what happened in Afghanistan? What?
With Stinger missiles, the Afghanistan beat the Russian army.
They didn't do it with Stinger missiles. They beat the Russian army with old rifles and with men and boys who didn't even have a high school education. Most of them didn't even have an elementary school education. What they did with Stingers is they managed to down a few Soviet jets that flew within the range that a Stinger missile can be effective. But it didn't stop the Air Force. They just went up higher and bombed. But they beat the entire Soviet military machine. Did you see what happened in Somalia? We got our butts kicked by a bunch of people with old World War II and pre-World War II rifles who communicated on CB radios and kicked us right out of their country.
Okay. It was just something I wanted to bring up when I heard it last night and I thought about that. I'm thinking, but I know where you're coming from, and that's where my stand is, too. I mean,
you know what, the
free or die is it.
Well, that's it. So what are you afraid of? Who cares?
You're right. You said something very profound the other one time, and you said that if you did die, you'd be freer than you ever could be on this planet.
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah, and you know, that was a very enlightening concept to even think about, even though I am a Christian and I believe these things and I know them for a fact, but to hear somebody else reiterate it with such
this is true.
Yeah.
Well, you can't defeat an army that's not afraid to die.
Yeah.
With an army that is, that's only fighting for a paycheck and a retirement after 20 years, that don't even care about the flag that they're marching behind. That's the easiest army in the world to beat. That's the army that they've got. Don't be afraid of technology. Now, you know what technology means? That means they need lots of parts. They need lots of people who went to lots of schools to run that equipment and fix those things when they break down. And all you got to do is stop their parts. All you got to do is, you can put one little bullet in one of those big billion-dollar planes and it's not going anywhere. Yeah.
I'm thinking like that way now.
Technology. Cut off their flow of supplies, and guess what? Pretty soon all that stuff stops working all by itself. And guess what? The people who are so used to having it and using it, when they're deprived of it, they're naked.
That's another good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you, Mr. Cooper. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
All right. God bless you.
And God bless you, too. Yeah, don't be defeatist, folks. Don't beat yourself. Don't beat yourself, you know. You'll have a chance to get beat if you want to get beat, but don't beat yourself. I mean, that's crazy. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. How are you doing tonight?
Good.
Bill, the show sounds great. I just wanted to call and participate on this momentous evening. Man, everything sounds good. Your show is just... I'm at 100% better. The sound is so professional. It just sounds great.
Well, thank you.
And when Connie was talking and you were saying you couldn't hear her, we could hear her just great.
Connie, you mean Patty?
Oh, I'm sorry. She was calling from Texas.
Uh-huh.
She's in the country. Yeah. Sounded real good, even though you seem to not be getting a good reading there.
I wasn't getting any reading.
Yeah, I could hear her fine, so that's just... something I guess you could think about there, but, well, I don't have much more to say. Just, Bill, you're a modern day Paul Revere, man. I've been listening to you since, I guess, about 92, just after the Waco massacre there, and, you've been great, and, I hope you live to be 100 years old, man.
Well, thank you.
Okay, good night.
Good night. Wow, that's about the greatest compliment I've ever been paid, ladies and gentlemen. Modern Paul Revere. That's good enough for me. 520-333-4578 is the number. Yeah, people remember that I did the right thing and stood up and told the truth when nobody else had the guts to do it. That's all that I want anybody to remember. That will make me very happy. 520-333-4578 is the number. Now let me, guy wanted to hear love. Well, let's give him some love. There you go. You're on the air. Hello? Well, I guess they just couldn't wait for the music to end. If you can't do that, don't call when music's playing. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill, this is Vince calling in Wisconsin, just outside of Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Hi, Vince.
I'm on a cordless phone, so I'm going to keep it brief. I just want to say that the show really sounds great tonight. The callers, they sound just as good as you do, and I think once you get the bugs worked out of the equipment, everything's going to be fine, but it sounds really good.
Well, great. Thank you. By the way, your phone sounds really good. For some reason, you know, most cell phones and roam phones don't work very well, but yours is doing okay.
Yeah, it's just a cheap one, but I don't like cell phones myself, but I'm doing some work in the garage, and I was listening to the program, and it just sounds really great, and once you figure out how to work out those little knobs, you know, everything's going to be fine. But it sounds really good. The callers are coming through loud and clear.
Well, thank you.
Okay, take care, Bill.
I appreciate it. 520-333-4578 is the number. We're taking your calls for the remainder of the broadcast. The subject is open. You can talk about whatever you want, and that's okay with me. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, hello, Mr. Cooper. My name is John in Central Ontario, Canada.
Hi, John.
Just want to let you know it's coming through loud and clear like everyone else has been saying. I had a question. As the modern Paul Revere, you sure deserve that compliment. But what I found up here with a few patriots in Canada, as soon as you start to speak out, the weapon that the opposition uses is the small local newspaper to agitate, call you a kook, etc., ridicule you. Well, have you, if you don't mind my asking, have you been a victim of that, or you just overlook it?
No, the local newspaper here is a patriot paper, as a matter of fact.
Fantastic.
But
well, that answered my question. I don't think we could find one paper in this country of Canada that we could call patriotic, and that's a fact.
We do have the Arizona Repulsive, which comes out of Phoenix, which is a socialist communist rag, which occasionally likes to print tons of lies about not just me, but everybody.
Right.
Anybody who stands up for freedom and for the Constitution is just absolutely blasted by the Arizona Repulsive.
Right, right. But, well, you're just a tough soldier that overlooks it, I suppose.
Well, yeah, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah. That seems to be the hardest part up here is people will, they mean well, and they start to get friends together, et cetera, and then the news media will smear you. They'll hone right in on your home, whatever. Instead of black helicopters, we've got the CBC up here, and they'll just hone in on you with their TV cameras and just throw a scare in the neighborhood, and it's happened time and again.
Oh, sure, and then your neighbors start to shun you, right?
Right, right.
The sheeple, the stupid sheeple.
Absolutely, but then the hardest part is to keep employment once you're called a screwball, unless you melt into the big city. But when you're in the smaller areas, if you're ridiculed and called a kook, well, then the hardest part is to have a living while you're still trying to...
Oh, no, that's the best part. You see, when they did that to me, I said, well, I don't need to work for anybody else. Here's what I'm going to do. Since you have made it impossible for me to work in you know, the kind of work that I've always done before, I will work for myself. I will never work for anybody else ever again, and my work will be to expose your rotten, stinking lies.
Very good.
And so that's what I've done ever since.
Very good.
And they wish now that they had left me alone, because
right.
There probably
okay.
would never have been a radio broadcast or a newspaper or anything else if they hadn't done what they did to me and my family.
Right. Okay, well, that's a beautiful answer to hear, and I'll just let somebody else on now and turn you back on. And the reception's great. Do I sound clear on the phone?
Yes, you do.
Excellent. I'm in a little old farmhouse. I don't even have hydro. I got propane and lighting. And, yes, I've been ridiculed over the past, and they forced me into a position now where I do sort of like paralegal, but as a court agent, and people who can't afford a lawyer will come to me, and yes, quite a few know of the fact that I've spoken out in the past. So in a way, I understand what you're saying about they do force you to that position, but there's a lot of people don't have the guts or whatever to stand up to it. It's a psychological war, and it's pretty hard on people who do speak up.
Well, that's what you got to do. You either got to do that, or you got to give up and join them. And I won't do that.
Amen. Well, it was a real pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
And folks, you can do it. You don't have to work for anybody. You have the same brain as the CEO of General Electric or Boeing Corporation. You do. And you can make your own living. very comfortably if you want to. Of course, if you do what I do, you'll just barely pay the bills because nobody really wants to hear the truth. You don't make a lot of money doing that, but at least you can pay the bills. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm calling about last night's program.
Yeah.
Due to interference, I missed the first hour of it, and I only got bits and pieces of the second hour.
Well, then you need to order the tape.
Yeah. But I was wondering, you're serious that men on the moon, the landings on the moon were faked?
Yeah, absolutely. We've proven it so many times and in so many ways, it's ridiculous to even believe it anymore.
But now, didn't this occur during the Cold War?
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't the Russians have known that it was a fake?
Who said they didn't?
Well, wouldn't they have jumped at any chance to embarrass the United States?
Who said they didn't?
I've never heard of any.
You never heard anything from Russia during the Cold War, did you? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, answer my question. You never heard anything from Russia during the Cold War, did you?
Well, sure, you hear things like...
Like what?
Imperialist United States. And
from who? Where did you hear that?
From the official Russian news agencies.
The official Russian... The official Russian news agencies as reported by who?
Our press. So you're saying that the Russians...
I'm saying that you never heard any truth out of Russia through our press, ever. Period. All you heard was what they wanted you to hear. Just like today.
Are you saying that the Russians did, in fact, try to...
The Russians knew darn well we didn't go to the moon.
Are you saying that they did try to disprove it, though? And that
they didn't have to disprove it. They knew it.
But did they try to officially get the word out?
How could they do that?
Well, the United States isn't the only...
You know, you're extremely naive. Nothing is ever said in the United States from any other country unless it's something they want us to hear.
But the Russians could have communicated it to
How?
Other countries.
How?
They have shortwave radio.
Yeah, did you ever listen to it?
Pardon?
Did you ever listen to it?
No. Not
yeah,
really.
You see what I mean? Nobody did. They were communists. You weren't supposed to listen to it. We were taught that all they ever said was lies. Isn't that true?
I'm sure some people in the United States listen to Radio Moscow.
Who?
I don't know. I didn't listen to shortwave.
Have you ever met anybody that listened to Radio Moscow during the Cold War?
No, I was kind of young in those days.
Yeah, well, I wasn't, and I never knew anybody who ever listened to Radio Moscow, ever in my whole life. Did you know that the Russians tried to send a team out into space through the Van Allen belt? Did you know that?
No.
You know what happened to that team? When the rocket, when the capsule came back, they were all fried crisp by radiation.
When the capsule came back?
Yeah.
How about when it went out?
How about when it went out? When it went through the Van Allen belt, they were fried to a crisp. People cannot go through the Van Allen belt. Do you even know what the Van Allen belt is?
Yeah, it's trapped solar radiation.
Yeah, do you know how strong the radiation is?
No.
When it was discovered and when they sent up rockets to measure the level of radiation during the International Geophysical Year, guess what they found? And guess what they said? And guess what they taught until all of those textbooks were withdrawn and they gave new ones out?
I have no idea.
Man would need a 4-foot thick lead shield to go through the Van Allen belt.
Well, what about all the other rockets?
You know what you need to do? You need to stop saying what about, and you need to get your nose in some books and do some study. You've been believing without checking a lot of things.
Well, are you saying that
no rockets can go through?
I didn't say rockets. I said people, living things.
How about spacecraft?
What about spacecraft?
Can they travel through it?
If they don't have any people on board, yes, they can.
Do they need 4 feet of lead shielding?
No. People need it. Radiation does not kill metal. Radiation does not kill electronics. Radiation does not kill screws and nuts and bolts. Radiation kills people and monkeys and elephants and earthworms. You can send all the hardware you want into space, but you can't send people. Are you there?
Yeah, I heard you.
You got a lot of studying to do.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Thanks for calling, and thanks for asking all those questions.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.
520-333-4578. Why would a rocket need 4 feet of shielding? Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, hello, Bill.
Yes.
Speaking of books and the fake Apollo scam.
Yeah, I can barely hear you.
All right.
That's much better.
Sorry about that. Regarding books and all these fake Apollo scams.
Yeah.
There's an excellent book out, just recently released, and in fear of it no longer being available, I ordered 10 copies for myself. I'm going to donate a couple to a local library, as well as put an ad in the paper. But it's called Dark Moon by Percy.
Wow.
Bennett Percy. It's called Dark Moon, Apollo and the Whistleblowers. And it is actually very different from Renee's work.
Uh-huh.
So the two complement each other very well.
Good. Send me a copy and I'll pay you for it.
All right.
Okay.
And again, the book's called Dark Moon, Apollo and the Whistleblowers. And also wanted to make a comment regarding research. I think you've spoken to this before. There are people... in this, I don't know if you call them fellow researchers or whatever. I mean, really in the Patriot movement, many of them are in the Patriot movement, and they don't know what real research is.
No, they don't. Research is if it comes over your fax machine, it's true.
Oh yeah, right. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And
they're not researchers. They're stupid.
It does more to hurt everything than it does to add to anything, really.
Why do you think all this false, fraudulent information is out there floating around? It's intentionally put there to make people look stupid. And some of these people who use it and make themselves look stupid are doing it as a part of the dialectic to destroy any kind of credibility of the so-called patriot community. Most of them aren't patriots at all. Don't even understand the meaning of the word.
I think a lot of them are just caught up in the frenzy. I don't think a lot of it is even intentional disinformation. Just the nature of disinformation, it is designed to spread more easily than real facts because it just, like you said, comes by way of facts and word of mouth, and everyone just loves the panic for the moment.
Oh, they just love it. They just, they just can't stand it. And they got to get their next disinformation fix.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's insanity. And it was just so funny, a perfect case in point, it's a study in disinformation and the whole Chicken Little phenomenon of the quote-unquote Patriot movement is that recent contrail scam. And that was a great, great expose and a great outlining of all the BS involved in it, and of course...
Yeah.
The greatest newspaper going, which is Veritas. Everyone should.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I also want to say that this guy, William Thomas, who started this whole thing,
total scam guy.
He is he's now going on radio all over the country and saying that he actually has the analysis from Aquatech.
Yeah, the JP-8 analysis. No, he doesn't have that.
No, he doesn't have it. He's a liar. I'm calling him a liar on worldwide radio right now because we have asked him to produce it on many occasions. And he keeps saying he has it, but he can't produce it. And we've called Aquatech, and they said even if we ever did such an analysis, we would never let anybody have it except for the person who paid for the analysis. And we will not even tell you whether an analysis was ever conducted or not because it's none of your business. It's proprietary information. William Thomas is a liar.
Yeah,
You're darn right he is making a lot of money.
He has a lot of hits on his website. He's selling his he's selling his books.
Yeah. And it's all a lie. All of it.
It is.
And he's a liar. And I'll say it again. William Thomas is a liar.
And the shame of it is, though, that William Thomas used to be involved in real research. I mean, he used to reference books like Clouds of Secrecy and reference actual government memorandum. But he's gone to the way of so many Fruit Loops, completely out of his mind.
Yeah. I'll tell you another bad one, too, and that's this David Icke.
Oh.
Or Icke.
Yeah, he's out for lunch now.
His latest book that he supposedly wrote?
Yeah, was it ghostwritten?
Not ghostwritten, but there are vast, huge portions of it that are word for word, word for word. Listen to me carefully. There are huge portions of it that are word for word plagiarism of my work, my book, my videotapes, and I mean word for word. He didn't even change the wording.
Well,
word for word.
Maybe he and your publishers are in it together. Because from what I understand, they don't really.
No, here's what he does. He gets all the stuff. He goes and gets videotapes and audio tapes and books written by a whole bunch of different people. He don't care if they're true or they're false or anything else. And he just goes through and he just takes word for word passages from these videotapes, audio tapes, and books, and he makes it into a book and sells it. That's what David Icke is doing.
And he calls that a published work. Well, then he doesn't know what real research is. I mean,
he doesn't care about real research. He's ripping people off, making money this way.
He's more like a clearinghouse of information, but doesn't ever check anything.
Yeah, doesn't ever check anything, nor does he give credit to the sources where he got the information from.
Yeah, which that would be real research. In fact, this brings up a whole other thing, and in fact, this is real important. It can't be said enough. If anyone would ever take you up on your offer, which you always offer to have people redundancy in research to check it out. Like if you say something, and even if you provide a document like the treason documents, check it out. You didn't cook them up in your basement.
That's right.
Take visits to federal book depositories. Send letters to and purchase things from the government printing office. Spend some weeks at the National Archives. Just do patent office document searches. Any major university has, to some extent, a patent depository. And just spend those hours of intensive labor, late night, collating and classifying, and what you'll find is it's a lot more rewarding. You get some real documentation, which other people don't have. I kind of have a vision, and I formed an organization, got a DBA, a Doing Business As, and everything. It's kind of like I have a vision of the future where a network of credible, truth at all costs researchers using the rules of scientific method and multiple source confirmation of documentation, as well as duplicating each other's research quite intentionally to uncover or confirm primary source documentation. The new catchphrase would be the methodology of credible research, and have those people form some kind of cross-country network, however informal, to circumvent this Patriot fax crap and people making up document packets full of nonsense and BS.
Yeah, well, that's what we did with first CAGI and then the intelligence service. And,
something similar.
Yeah, and that's...
Well, here I am working on my own, and I should probably be...
Well, it's much more fun when you work with other people, and it's much more fun when you work with other people who understand what the rules are. And won't touch a piece of unverified information with a 10-foot pole.
You know, there is someone out there who's got a document packet of a contrails packet, and they claim to have a JPA report in there, but that could be something cooked up maybe. And again, and that's a document that, from what you mentioned before, is entirely unconfirmable, even if it is a fact.
Well, I've personally checked with the real analysis of JP8, and there is no diethyl
bromide
in JP8, period.
The same thing.
Never has been. There is no insecticide. There is no anything else.
And that's public information.
Yeah.
Yeah, the contents of JP8 is not even some super secret anything.
It's no, you can... You can.
It has no diethyl. It has no bromide of any kind.
That's right. You can get the
diethyl.
You can get the formula for it right from the manufacturer, as a matter of fact. And every barrel... of JP-8 has to, our tank or whatever it's contained in, has to have a list of the ingredients on the label. That's the law.
Well, here's where the whack job paranoia can work its way around anything. I've heard this argument. Okay, so it's not in the jet fuel, but it's intentionally released out of a separate tank, out of, yes, you see, and then you get into this, off of the tips of wings out of a...
Right,
there's a little valve that releases out of the wings, and it combines with the real condensation trail.
Listen, we're out of time. I got to let you go.
All right, man.
Take care. Thanks for calling. Good night, folks. God bless each and every single one of you.
Across the sand.